From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns commences a message entitled Caleb, part of this series of studies in the book of Joshua. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought taken from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Close Fellowship. The text is Jeremiah 31 and verse 34. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. Truly, whatever else we do not know, we know the Lord. This day is this promise true in our experience, and it is not a little one. The least believer among us knows God in Christ Jesus, not as fully as we desire, but yet truly and really we know the Lord. We not only know doctrines about Him, but we know Him. He is our Father and our friend. We are acquainted with Him personally. We can say, My Lord and my God. We are on terms of close fellowship with God, and many a happy season do we spend in His holy company. We are no more strangers to our God, but the secret of the Lord is with us. This is more than nature could have taught us. Flesh and blood has not revealed God to us. Christ Jesus has made known the Father to our hearts. If then the Lord has made us to know Himself, is not this the fountain of all saving knowledge? To know God is eternal life. So soon as we come to acquaintance with God, we have the evidence of being quickened into newness of life. O my soul, rejoice in this knowledge, and bless thy God all this day.
Oh.
the chief characteristics of the Protestant Reformation of the 16th century was the preeminent place given to the Bible. The Reformers' motto was, "The Bible alone, the religion of the Protestants." Men such as Martin Luther and John Knox insisted that the Holy Scriptures contain everything necessary for Christian faith and practice. It is important for believers in the 21st century to understand the central significance of the Bible in daily living and in the battle for spiritual truth. Let the Bible Speak is making available free of charge a booklet called The Bible and the Protestant Reformation, published by the Trinitarian Bible Society. To obtain your copy, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, you may simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of The Bible and the Protestant Reformation, and we'll be delighted to provide it. In chapter 14 and in portions of chapter 15 of the book of Joshua, we find the record of a man who was particularly distinguished for his faith in the promises of God. Caleb was one of the 12 men chosen to spy out the land of Canaan. Only he and Joshua had brought back an encouraging report, whereas the others discouraged the heart of the people, resulting in the 40 years of wilderness wandering and the deaths of all who were 20 years old and upward. At that time, God had given Caleb a promise of inheritance in the land. Now, at the age of 85, Caleb was ready and eager to claim his inheritance. Here is the account of a man of consecration, of courage, and of constancy. May the Lord speak to all of us as Dr. Cairns reminds us of the value of a true-hearted servant of God. Now to introduce this message called Caleb, here is Dr. Cairns.
We're returning this morning to the 14th chapter of Joshua. We're going to read together a very familiar passage from verse 6 through to verse 15, and then we're going to read a couple of verses in chapter 15, verse 13 and 14. Joshua chapter 14 and verse 6. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses the man of God concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses the servant of the Lord sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again, as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. And yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. The name of Hebron before was Kirjath Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. Two verses in chapter 15, verse 13 and 14. And unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh he gave a part among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, even the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron. And Caleb drove thence the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, and Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to this reading from his word for his own name's sake. Caleb was one of those people who entirely lived up to his name. The root part of the name Caleb is the Hebrew word for heart. And his name would signify, quite simply, according to the heart. It's a very good name for this man, because Caleb was certainly a man of great heart. The kind of person who lived his life with all his heart. There was nothing cold about him. There was nothing merely mechanical about him. Whatever he did with all his heart. And that's saying a lot. Because when you read the Word of God, you find that this was a man who did many things. Caleb was both a saint and a soldier, as indeed every child of God in every era of history should be. He was a saint and a soldier. And in both those capacities, he distinguished himself in a most outstanding way as a man of God. A great Scottish preacher, as he thought on the biblical narrative concerning Caleb, gave a brief summary of his understanding of this man's character. And he described him as bright and brave, strong, modest, and cheerful. There's an honesty in his face, courage and decision in the very pose of his body, and the calm confidence of faith in his very look and attitude. And I think that goes to the heart of the man. Caleb deservedly held a unique place among the people of God in ancient Israel. And I find it entirely fitting that of all the people who received their inheritance in the promised land proper, that is, west of Jordan, he was the very first one to be given his territory from the Lord. I say that's fitting because of the peculiar history of this man. Comes as something of a surprise that many commentators and scholars doubt if Caleb was really an Israelite by birth at all. And they notice that he's called the Kenizzite. And they remember that Kenaz was by birth an Edomite. They conjecture that Caleb's father or grandfather perhaps had become a proselyte and probably married into the tribe of Judah, so that Caleb was really a Jew by conviction, not merely by birth. I have to say personally that that seems to me to be too large a deduction to draw from very slim evidence. From the mere coincidence of a name, I'm not sure that Caleb was a natural-born Edomite and who was only brought into the people of God as a proselyte. But however we believe about his ancestry, there's one thing very certain, and that is that Caleb became a leader of the tribe of Judah. We have read something of this in the passage today, when Moses chose 12 of the princes of Israel, one from every tribe, 12 leading men, whom he would make to be special commissioners to go in and spy out the land. For the tribe of Judah, he chose Caleb and sent him with the others into the land of Canaan, to see what it was like and to bring back a report to the people. When Caleb went into that land, he saw a land that was populated by mighty warriors who had strong defense cities, who seemed to be in such a position of strength that they were unconquerable, invincible. That was certainly the impression conveyed to all the others except Joshua. Out of the 12, there were only 2 men who could look beyond the walled cities, who could look beyond the giant soldiers, and who could see the land as God saw it. And Caleb was one of those 2. I think we can go further than that, and we can say he was not only one of the 2, Joshua and Caleb. We tend to think that because Joshua later became the leader of Israel, that on this occasion also, in spying out the land, he took the lead. But the narrative of Scripture is very much to the contrary. We are led to the inevitable conclusion that it was Caleb who was the most outspoken. It was Caleb whose faith was expressed in the most dramatic terms. Caleb was the man who stood head and shoulders even above Joshua. And I'm not for a moment indicating that Joshua was in any way weak. I'm simply saying that Caleb was so aflame with a faith in his God, with a confidence and an assurance in the promise of his God, that he said while he was in the land, looking at the giants and their cities, we are well able to overcome it. And when he came out to see the people and to tell them his report, he says, I spoke to them according to what was in my heart. And what was in his heart was something very wonderful. You see, what was in the heart of all the others was rank unbelief. It was carnal fear. The others looked at Canaan as any wretched, ungodly man would look at it. They saw only what the eyes of the flesh could see. I would say if the cities had been 10 times stronger, if the soldiers had been 10 times bigger, if the armies had been 10 times more numerous, it wouldn't have made one bit of difference to how Caleb looked at the land. In his heart, there was the absolute conviction, I serve the Lord God of Israel, the Lord Jehovah. He has promised this land. His word is true. According to my heart, I will say it, we are well able to take this land. He stood while others trembled in unbelief. The majority won the day. And the children of Israel were self-condemned to 38 long years of wandering in the most inhospitable wilderness. Under the wrath of God, those were terrible years. You tend to read the book of Numbers and just let the words go past your vision and you don't feel what they're saying. But remember that every man and woman in Israel over the age of 20 perished in those 38 years, every single one of them, with the exception of Joshua and Caleb. The Lord promised that he would not only keep Caleb alive through all those plagues of death, but that he would give to him and to his seed after him the land upon which he had trodden and which he had claimed by faith in his God. And thus he lived. And on this occasion, when he stands before Joshua, he is the oldest man after Joshua himself in the whole land. In fact, of all the children of Israel, there wasn't one nearer than 20 years to the age of Caleb. He was at least 20 years older than the next oldest person outside of Joshua in the whole nation of Israel. On this occasion, he's 85 years old and he comes to claim his inheritance. He makes some remarkable statements. In verse 7, he says, 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And then in verse 9, he goes on to say that Moses sware on that day that he would give me the land. Then verse 11, and yet I am as strong as I was the day Moses sent me. As my strength was then, so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. And therefore he makes this request, now therefore, give me this mountain. Now Joshua very well remembered the Lord's promise and gladly granted the old soldier's request. And at once Caleb set about possessing his territory. And though the area that was given to him was perhaps the most difficult area in the entire land of Canaan, we have read this morning just a little part of chapter 15 where Caleb set in and he conquered the land that God gave him.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.